Welcome to week 673 of the Crankcast. I'm Crank. That's Mike.
Hi.
I couldn't even make out who that was.
Hello. Yeah,
it's too high. I'm not turning that air on.
Whatever.
Hello.
It can't be any noisier than last week.
No, it's not as noisy as last week.
So, let's see. I had a new adventure in house owning.
You found the giant spider?
Home ownership?
What happened?
Okay, I've talked before about how my property butts the property of an apartment complex.
I knew it. I knew this was going to be a dispute.
That's not really a dispute, I don't think. But anyway, so the border is, there's shrubs and trees, and like right next to my house, there's this like little copse of trees. That's got kind of a hollow in the middle. It's a perfect place. Like, if I was a kid, I would have hung out there because it's like a little tree fort kind of place, you know?
So what you're saying is you've kidnapped a child.
No, what I'm saying is that because it's a perfect place for kids to hang out, kids often do hang out there.
And what you're saying is you've kidnapped a child.
No.
Guys, Crank kidnapped a child.
You're projecting an awful lot, Mike.
You stay out of how many kids I've kidnapped.
Well, all right then. Right, little copse of trees, and you know, I mean, I've heard like kids tearing shit up in there, man, like breaking shit and whatever, you know. And I'm like, well, it's not my property. What am I gonna do about it, right? Makes me a little nervous because it's like right next to my property, but yeah. And so far, it hasn't really been a problem. Just sometimes annoying. But then, within the past couple of days, I went out like a day or two ago, and I found somebody had taken I think was a glass from a picture frame, because it's thin and flat and it's not very big, like what's left of it. Doesn't seem like it adds up to very big. But they chucked it up against my house and broke it, and it's the shattered glass is covering the walkway next to my house there, in between my house and this little copse of trees.
It sounds like a message.
Yeah. Well, my worry is that, you know, kids, well, it's part of being a kid, right? You don't have very good judgment for stuff. You hopefully develop that as you turn into an adult, although obviously some adults never do. But, you know, my fear is that the next step is, well, we don't have a pane of glass to break, but look, there's a window, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah, I called up the apartment manager and spoke with her for a little bit and asked her to take a look at it. And I'm hoping they at least...
Do you know if it was the kids from over there?
Well, who else would it be, man? I mean, it's a deduction, but, you know, I mean...
Wouldn't it be funny if it was your mom? Like, she just...
she just came over and broke a piece of glass and left? Like, in the obscure part of my yard? Yeah.
You could have said something nice about dinner on Sunday.
Well, why would I say anything nice about it? I cooked them dinner on Sunday.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. You know, it's like one of those things. I'm hoping they trim it back. See, this is also complicated by the fact that the fence, such as it is, it borders our property on their side, I think was put in there back when that whole field was a farm. And it was just, it's one of those old wire fences that had, like, actual wooden posts holding it up, you know, that were, like, just chunks of wood, not, like, 2x4s or anything. And, it's so old that it's rusty and parts of the wire have snapped and it's sharp and towards one end of it there's actually rusty barbed wire wrapped around it and stuff. And so I told that to the apartment manager too, but I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you got a couple of issues going on here, you know?
Mm.
And she said she'd look at it and...
It is definitely over and you will never hear anything about this again.
No, I'm sure it's not. No. This is going to be an ongoing thing, much like the problems with the neighbors across the street. So...
Nope, you fixed it.
Nope. It's never fixed, Mike. It's only fixed if they go away.
You did it. Good job.
So, yeah. This is home ownership.
Yay.
I thought I was supposed to have made it once I bought a house. I don't feel like I made it, Mike.
Hmm.
Do you feel like you've made it since you bought a place?
Sort of.
Yeah.
My own place. I'm happy.
Are you?
Not in general, but I'm happy I own it.
So anyway, this is how my morning's been. How's yours?
It's been okay.
All right.
Trying to finish the last, not the last, trying to finish issue 3 of Grumble.
Right on. Right on. And then I suppose I'll letter that one of these days.
Yep. You only want checks, right?
I prefer them.
Okay.
Or ace or beat?
Yeah.
What's that?
Which kind?
What?
Of checks.
Corn checks,
rice checks.
Okay. Are we in a Zucker Abram Zucker movie?
Don't you get uppity about comedy.
I'm not. I love Zucker Abram Zucker movies. It's all the people that tried to copy them I don't like.
It's also when they were making movies on their own. They're all pretty putrid.
So anyway.
Which was the first like that?
Kentucky Fried Movie?
No, which was the first where they were doing it and it was going downhill?
Oh. I don't know. I'm not familiar with their later stuff very much, I don't think. And I don't even know, like, stuff like Naked Gun and that wasn't even Zucker Abram Zucker, was it?
They had something to do with the show, didn't they?
Did they? I knew it was very much like that. But I thought, for some reason, I thought it was just a clone. I didn't think it was actually them.
No, the show is
that's where they came from.
Pretty good. Some of the jokes in the show are reused in the movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the show's pretty good.
Huh.
It's Leslie Nielsen playing, you know, Frank Drebin. Some white guy plays Nordberg instead of OJ.
That's right.
So,
Nordberg's the guy that they bring in just so he can get blown up.
Yeah, in the movies, that's what he
means. No, he's like that in the show, too.
Is he?
Yeah, he's always getting hurt.
It's been a really long time since the show. There are only, like, 8 episodes or something? It wasn't...
It feels like there's a lot more than that.
No way, I don't think so.
I could be wrong.
Let's find out.
Let's see.
I think the DVD set is just one... disc.
So, Naked Gun comes from Police Squad.
Yeah.
And then there were a couple of those. Oh. Okay, so the Hot Shots movies were actually theirs. I thought they were just bad copies of those.
There were 6 episodes of Police Squad.
Only 6?
Mm-hmm. And then Naked Gun, the full title Naked Gun is Naked Gun from the Files of Police Squad.
Could have sworn I spent like a summer watching that show.
Naked Gun made 6 years after the TV show.
Oh yeah, that was way earlier.
First Night was by them.
First Night?
Yeah.
The Sean Connery movie?
Yeah, with Connery and Richard Gere and.
That movie is awful.
I like that movie.
That's like, it's a King Arthur tale made by a Harlequin romance novelist or something.
It wasn't that bad.
It is. It totally is.
He learns how to drink from a leaf. That's pretty awesome.
Obstacle course. Oh, Basketball was theirs.
Basketball? I thought that was Trey and Matt.
Zucker, David Zucker directed it.
So the producer's Police Squad.
Yes, technically.
Huh. So, yeah. They have far fewer movies than I thought. And actually, the Airplane sequels weren't theirs.
I thought there was only one.
Airplane sequels?
Wasn't there? thought there were airplane sequels.
There's Airplane 2, because it's a spaceship.
Right. I thought there was a third one, too. There wasn't a third one?
Can we just get to where we find who's responsible for Soul Plane?
We can find out, I'm sure.
Because that shit was putrid.
That was in the 2000s? 2004, yeah. It was directed by Jesse Torero, written by Bo Zenga.
Those are not real names. Those are Star Wars characters.
They could be Star Wars characters, yes.
Bo Zenga is definitely a Star Wars character.
Soul Plane.
His name is Bo Zenga.
Bo. B-O.
I know.
Zenga.
Hey, what is Bazinga? Is it something that he says on that show?
Yeah.
Like.
It is a catchphrase in its purest form.
His like gotcha.
Whose?
Say it when you like gotcha on something.
Oh, like. Okay.
Basically, yeah. Replace gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Like gotcha, like. Gotcha. I outsmarted you.
Yeah.
Bazinga?
I'd say Kablamo. But that's you know, if you want to make shirts with my face saying Kablamo.
I always thought bazingas were colloquialisms for female anatomy.
Yeah, I thought those were boobs.
Yeah.
I think that's bazongas.
Yeah, I think that's
bazonga.
Bazingas? Bazongas.
I think it's
bazonga. Bazonga.
I don't remember ever hearing bazonga. Okay. Learn something new every day?
I don't want to know anything about that show.
So, yeah. Good times. Great oldies.
Word 'em up.
Been watching anything good lately?
No. Nothing good at all.
Nothing.
Not even remotely.
Today I watched this. Was it Demolition You? I mean Demolition High.
Yeah. We watched the trailer for Munchies and Munchie. That was good.
We want to watch Munchies, but I can't find it.
I watched a bad like late 70s, early 80s movie that was sort of a heist movie that had Omar Sharif as the bad guy. And then it had a cameo, like a 15-minute cameo by John Larroquette. And that was kind of weird. It was called Green Ice, or Operation Green Ice.
I've seen that movie. Also, at that early in his career, I don't think you could call it a cameo.
It's not that early. It was after Black Sheep Squadron, so he had already had a major TV role. Early would have been like early 70s.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. Don't they have to go, like, deep sea diving or something?
Well, they lose their gems in the sea, but I don't know that there's actually any actual diving involved.
Omar Sharif is the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that when I was a kid.
I mean, it's not a terrible, terrible movie. It's a competent movie, but it's not, like, it's definitely B-movie kind of stuff, yeah.
Have you seen White Fire?
No. Is it good?
It's sort of the same thing, except the guy and the girl are brother and sister, but the guy still wants to have sex with her.
Oh, okay. Is it Italian?
You know, it might be Italian, but it's got Robert McGinty in it, the Eliminator.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Exterminator.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever he was. The paper chase guy, as they say on Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, I watched a couple of Riff Trax things recently, too. I saw
their Krull in the theater.
You went to the theater to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How was it?
It wasn't their best one, but it still made the movie worth watching, because I don't like that movie.
Oh, man, that movie's worth watching anyway, dude.
No, it's not.
It's a fantastic fantasy movie.
It is not a fantastic fantasy movie.
To tell Mike this whole time.
I watched The Wonderful Land of Oz.
Okay.
And that was really weird. It was the same person that did the Ice Cream Bunny movie.
Oh right, yeah. Wonderful Land of Oz. That's the one with... Those are the ones where they have no microphone, and it's just people yelling in a room. Because they rented out like a back room at a theme park or something.
No, not so much that.
Because it's all fairy tales, right? It's not actually about Oz.
No, this is actually, it's the telling of the Wonderful Land of Oz with like the majorettes having a revolt and all that. But it's like terrible sets, and it's the director's son is the kid in it. Mm-hmm. it's got that Pumpkinhead, Jack Pumpkinhead, whatever his name is. And he keeps calling the kid father.
Yeah, it's real creepy.
It's weird. It's super weird, dude.
What's it called, Craig?
Wonderful Land of Oz. It's on Amazon right now. And I watched that, and I watched Grizzly.
Oh, yeah, Grizzly.
Which is, it's, man, terrible movie, but it's so watchable with them making fun of it. That's one of those movies I think I remember seeing on, like, weekend TV during the day. And it was boring as hell, but there wasn't anything else on, so I just left it on TV or something, you know? Terrible. Terrible movie.
Horrible.
Yeah. But, anyway. So, those are pretty good. I watched a movie with Matthew McConaughey called Sahara.
Yeah, I've seen Sahara.
Because I thought from the poster it was going to be a comedy.
Yeah, it's my new favorite.
It's really boring. I fell asleep during it.
Yeah, it's like a low, really low action movie.
Yeah.
Honestly, decent cast, but it's just like I was expecting it to be funny for some reason because the movie poster makes it look like it's supposed to be funny to me.
I had some money I didn't waste.
But yeah, anyway.
Josh Evans, guess what position David Bodie is playing today?
So Ryan's doing his baseball minute really loud.
Right. Interesting. Now.
Hey Ryan, speak up! It's your baseball minute.
No, it's not. That's what he gets for talking while we're doing it.
Is that just for the 10th inning of the?
I think it's
we don't want him to do a baseball minute.
No.
I never do. It doesn't seem to matter to Chatty Gabby over there.
Harsh, man.
Well, how rude is it?
I don't. You're asking the guy that puts up with his neighbor parking in 12 vehicles all over the place. I don't know how rude it is. So.
Also, you just block people now. You just go get
it's getting louder.
Jesus. Yeah, I know.
Piece of play.
Doesn't matter.
It's like we paused for a minute.
I know. Except we didn't.
Right.
Really weird, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It's like I turn my movies off when he's on the phone, but.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I guess live with it.
I suppose so. I saw a early Jensen Ackles video. Or not video, but like vehicle.
Okay, I don't know what to tell you about that. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it wasn't terrible. It was a take on the whole Satan as a video game thing.
What? I've never seen that one. I've seen the one where he's working in a bagel shop.
I don't think bagels are involved in this. This was called Devour.
No, that's not what I saw.
This is there's a website involved, and it like you enter your information, and all of a sudden it finds out way more about you than it should, and then they start calling you on the phone and telling you to do stuff, and then making you hallucinate, and then it turns out you're the son of Satan. So.
That happens to everybody on that site?
No, just Jensen Ackles. Spoiler.
Wait a minute. So you really just told me how it ends?
Well, sort of. It's not really how it ends. It's part of the plot.
So he's the son of Satan?
More or less, yeah. Yeah.
Well, dang.
You know, he gets a little Damien Hellstrom horns in his hair and stuff. And
does he really?
No. No. In fact, he fights the fact that he's a son of Satan. Yeah. So.
Same here.
Well, we all do a little bit, right? I mean. But, you know, it was just kind of nice. And I watched, because somebody brought it up, I saw somebody bring it up a while back. And so I watched one episode of this 13th season of, or was that last season? The 13th season of Supernatural. But it was a animated, it was a Scooby-Doo, it was Scooby Natural.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really good.
Yeah. It shows a lot better than it probably ought to be at this point.
You would think, right? I mean, by now, it just seems like it should have degenerated into nothing. Like, but it was actually pretty good, and I kind of, you know, Supernatural is one of those shows that I just sort of hopes goes on forever. Like,
we were just talking about it.
Because it seems unstoppable now. It's taken on a life of its own.
It might kill us all.
Certainly, I hope it outlives us all. Yeah. I wonder what they're going to do with Supernatural when... Because, you know, you figure eventually the brothers are going to get tired of being on the show, right?
They'll get somebody else.
I would think it would have happened by now if they weren't.
Well, it's true. Can they get other work, do you think? Or are they stuck now being the Supernatural brothers?
He could still go back to Stars Hollow.
Yeah.
So instead of being one character, he can go back to being another character.
I would think that would be kind of a dream for that level of actor, though, to just be on something that just keeps going like that. You never have to go to any more auditions to have a reliable paycheck.
Right, right. I wonder if...
Do fun stuff on the side with your friends.
Like, usually at this point, too, and I haven't been following them as much recently the past couple seasons, so I don't know if this might actually be a thing. But usually when a show lasts this long, the principal actors start writing or directing episodes and stuff, you know, or producing or whatever.
Have they not yet?
I think they have.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure if they have or not. But I'm betting they are, because that just seems to always happen.
There's also probably tons of side projects that they've worked on behind the scenes that you have, like, no idea about, like, outside of the show. Because they just have, you know, money to spend on projects with friends in L.A., where people are constantly doing stuff.
Well, and they both, even during the course of the show, they both had other movies out, like the one dude was in the that Friday the 13th remake. Which, granted, wasn't a very good remake, but still. So it's, yeah, I mean, I guess they still got other stuff going on, right?
Yeah, I would think that's, like, one of the best things about working, living in the life.
I'd like to see Supernatural just sort of last so long that it becomes an American institution, you know? We've got, like, Apple Pie, White Picket Fences, and Supernatural. Like,
Supernatural memes have become a huge thing in the fantasy illustration community.
Huh. Well, what do you know?
Like, a lot of the just community educational groups and stuff, you always see it popping up through a lot of the art directors and stuff.
Strange how things move.
Is it strange?
I think so.
Speaking of fantasy illustration, are you related to a Donald Crank who also lives in Ohio who does fantasy illustration?
Well, I am related to a Donald Crank that also lives in Ohio, but he doesn't do fantasy illustrations.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I am pretty sure.
Is your dad named Donald?
No. My cousin's named Donald.
Does he live in Cincinnati?
He lives in Cincinnati. He lives in Mount Healthy, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
You sure he doesn't do?
He does not do fantasy illustration. No. So there's
When's the last time you talked to him?
There's a Donald Crank in Cincinnati that does fantasy illustration.
Yeah, I just found him on the Sigil Entertainment Group website as one of their listed artists.
Huh. I'm going to look him up.
He's He's lived overseas in He lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, but has lived overseas in Pakistan for the better part of a decade. So, probably not.
Yeah, not... I'm trying to find a picture of him. I mean, if he's a crank from around here, probably we're related.
If he's a crank from around...
I mean, if you want to admit to us that it's your fantasy illustration alter ego, you can. This is a safe space.
Oh, I wouldn't hold that back. I mean...
I would not call this a safe space, either.
Yeah, not with Mike around. Mike's one of the most unsafe people I know.
Mm-hmm. They call me old. Old.
They call you old. You're such an old, Mike.
I know.
You're such an old, old. I can't actually find any picture of Donald Crank Fantasy Illustrator at large.
Did you include the exclamation mark?
No, that's peculiar to me.
There's a blog.
There is another. I've seen there is another Chris Crank out there, though. He's a... at least when I saw him, he was a high school football player that was making a name for himself.
If you just do a Google image search for Donald Crank, you're not going to have any trouble.
Not going to have any what?
Trouble.
Am I not? It all comes up Donald Trump.
I think you spelled Crank wrong.
Why, when I type in Donald Crank, do I get Donald Trump pictures? Oh, because he's a crank and his name's Donald, I guess. Also, I get lots of Crank 2 pictures of Jason Statham having sex with, what's her name?
Amy Smart?
Amy Smart, yeah. So, there's that.
Get a link to a Saatchi Art website.
Does Jason Statham have sex with that shark in the new movie?
Oh, you think? Crank 3, shark fucking. Too far?
No. Megalodick.
Eat a megadick.
Whoa.
Wait. No, it wouldn't be megalodick. It'd be megalodong.
Good point.
You had longer to think about it.
Megalodong would work.
You just Twitter joked me.
That's true, you did.
What does that mean?
Came up with a better idea after the somebody did theirs.
Wow, here's a really weird Photoshop picture of Donald Trump with pink hair and makeup and a collar that says Daddy.
Okay.
As you do.
It's a weird picture, man.
Well,
here, I will send it to you.
I'm not uninterested.
There, I sent it to you. Isn't that a heck of a thing?
I've seen it before because I made it.
Oh, okay. Well,
no, I didn't, but I have seen it before.
In that case. Yep. All right, then.
So what's up, other than you destroying your own neighborhood that you live in?
I'm not destroying my... Why are you saying bad things about me like
with
that?
With strife and subterfuge.
With gonads and strife?
Yep.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Mm-hmm. I've just been busy. I'm lettering stuff. Lettering all kinds of things. Just finished an issue of Barbarella. That was all mostly telepathic balloons.
Mm.
That was not fun.
Which issue is that?
What issue? It was issue 10. So yeah, it's mostly telepathic balloons. And I like to do my telepathic balloons like old X-Men style, where they have like the four little, you know, three-line things coming off of the corners, and they kind of look like thought balloons with those. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where I first remember seeing telepathic balloons, so that's what they look like to me.
Like the old, like the classic Professor X.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Claremont era kind of X stuff.
Whiskers coming out of it's a good description.
With the whiskers, yes.
Because
that's what they look like to me.
Have you found it to be challenging being a letterer, not knowing how to read?
It's certainly a difficulty, yeah. But, you know, really, I don't need to know how to read, because I just pay attention to the breaks between words, and I stack the words appropriately.
Wow.
So it's all visual to me, you know, it's visual information.
That's pretty cool. You've overcome your, disability.
I don't think it's polite to call it that anymore.
It's not?
No.
Oh, what do you call it now?
My lack of knowledge? No, that's probably not good either. I don't know, man. I don't know why you're word shaming me.
I'm sorry.
You've been word shamed.
But so what did I get done before that? I don't know. I got work on a story called Poop Knife.
Poop?
Poop knife.
Poop knife?
Poop knife, yeah.
What is that?
It's something, it's part of this, like, comedy book anthology thing. Called Comics Comics. A ton of people are working on it. And I'm lettering 8 pages of it for a thing called Poop Knife.
You know who wrote it?
It was written by, I can tell you, hold on. I don't remember. I'm doing it for my contact's an editor, so I don't really talk to whoever is actually working on it. But it's a someone named who we got here? Carolyn Main.
Okay.
She wrote and drew it.
Hmm.
So, I guess the basic plot is a doctor that takes poor people's infected poop and makes knives out of it and then stabs rich people and infects them?
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
I think. I'm not sure. I think I haven't actually lettered the whole thing yet. But that is what I think happens. So, I'm not sure. You know, it's a comedy. What do I know?
Well,
it's like, you know, what do you know, comedy? You know?
If I know anything, it's comedy.
Yeah. Comedy. You know Carmody?
Comedy?
Bob Carmody.
Oh, are you being your boy again?
No. I don't know if I can do that again. That might have been a one-off thing.
It takes a lot out of you.
It does. So, why do you have Women of the World cards?
Paula gave them to me.
Do you have them all?
No, I don't have them all. I have, like, 10 of them, maybe.
Huh. Who you got?
Let me look.
I saw the Charisma Carpenter one you posted on Instagram.
Do you have these or something? I've never heard of them before.
No, I don't even remember ever seeing them before. It's blowing my mind.
They were like a birthday present for some reason.
It's blowing my mind that she was 5'7 and only weighed 115 pounds.
Who, Charisma Carpenter?
Yeah. That seems kooky skinny.
Well,
that was kind of her thing.
A lot of people are kooky skinny when you see them on TV. They just look like normal. I have Tamara Payne from Norway.
Who's that?
I don't know. I don't know who any of these people are except for Charisma Carpenter.
Oh. Huh. I thought they would all be like actresses and stuff.
No, they're nobody famous that I know of.
Except for Charisma Carpenter.
Yeah, Paige Langton from Switzerland. Alicia Velgos from Mexico.
Huh.
Leslie Scott from Nigeria. Ramona Wouters from Belgium.
Leslie Scott seems like an awfully weird name for a Nigerian.
Yeah. It's a very Anglo name for someone from Nigeria. But I think they're really stretching the connection if they have Charisma Carpenter from France. Congratulations, you have won a free poster. Send this card plus $4.95 shipping and handling to Women of the World, 421 North Rodeo Drive, Suite 15 through 413, Department PST, Beverly Hills, California, 90210.
That seems like a scam.
Be sure to include your name and address, and please print clearly. One poster sent per package. Congratulations.
Considering that's 1994, they probably still have a bunch of them laying around.
Posters are folded for a special mailing tube at an additional $150.
They're folded for a tube? That doesn't even make any sense.
No, that's not what it said.
Oh.
Here's Michelle from Colombia. Her name's just Michelle.
Huh. Has it got like an accent on it or something? So it's like Michelle or something?
Yeah, it does. Huh. Nicolette Jansen from the Netherlands.
That seems like that should be the French person's name.
Well, that's it. That's what I got.
Huh. Well, that's
why I posted it, because it's weird.
It's a fine collection of cards you have there. Yeah, trading cards in the 90s. Those were fun.
I don't know, I don't think I had very many of them.
Like Pogs.
Paul?
Is somebody shrink wrapping a pallet?
No, he's just... Never mind, he's doing his thing.
That's that sound that reminds me of shrink wrapping a pallet. No, I said like Pogs. Pogs were a very 90s thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You remember Pogs, right?
I do remember Pogs.
I never understood Pogs.
Well, I think there was a game involved with them.
Yeah, but then they just started selling them like you were just supposed to collect these little discs for just to have them. Like, there was that game, it was sort of like Tiddlywinks or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like that, or marbles or some kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you collect them, and then you...
Try to choke your little brother with them.
Play them, and then you lose some, or you win some.
Because they have, like, holographic Pogs, and comic book Pogs, and just Pogs with weird shit on them. But they were like pet rocks. I mean, they were useless pretty much, right?
Well, I mean, playing.
But I never actually knew anybody that played with them.
It was way after me, so I don't know.
Huh.
You used a striker to knock over stacks, right?
Yeah.
So, did they have like Pog tournaments and stuff?
I'm sure they did.
Pogventions?
Pogventions?
Pogventions. Super Pog. You know, like... But anyway. Pogs. Now, Tamagotchi, on the other hand.
Tamagotchi you.
That I understood.
I bet you did.
Hell yeah. Everybody had one of those little fuckers on their keychain.
Not me.
Oh, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
That was, you know what? That was after me too. So how the hell are you into that?
Because it was so ubiquitous.
No, that was after high school. There were no Tamagotchis when I was in high school. That meant you were college age when you had one.
Yeah, all the people I knew that had them were adults.
Really?
yeah. Early 20s adults, but adults, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't... I'm not going to say I'm some kind of mature person, but I didn't know anybody that had a Tamagotchi.
Huh. All right, then. Maybe it was a regional thing or something.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know where we would have even bought one.
The kids at
my school wanted one. Like, they didn't have them at the local stores, and there wasn't an internet.
That was back when I used the internet just to read green text on a black screen.
And order your wives.
Yes, and order my wives.
What number are you on now?
Lost count. 20-something, I think.
20-something?
They don't last... I mean, they just don't last very long.
Jesus! What are you doing?
They don't make them like they used to.
No, oh, this is getting creepier than I intended.
Well, you know, they get skeeved out when I tell them to call me daddy and stuff, you know, and...
Now, look! You have made this way worse than I was expecting.
I was just trying to preemptively make it worse before you did.
Yeah, you really... Yeah. I regret it. I regret it all.
What a waste of a life. Yeah. Mail order brides. You know, that's still a thing.
That's what I hear.
I think that's weird.
You know why?
Huh.
Because it is? Because it's weird?
It is weird. But you know, like, at least now it's shady, right? Like, there was a... At one point, mail order brides were, like, out in the open and an accepted normal thing. Like, Gold Rush era, you know, 1800s sometime. And they would, like, just send all these unmarried women into these mining towns and then just marry them off to whoever was the highest bidder or whatever, you know? And that's just strange. That's weird to think about.
So I choose not to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I think about it often or anything. Just when I'm watching, like, Paint Your Wagon or something. Yeah. Which only happens occasionally.
Once a week.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just it's comfort food, I guess. I'm supposed to be getting my new gears for my Whirly Pop today.
What did you just say?
I'm supposed to be getting my new gears for my Whirly Pop today?
Yeah, but what do those words mean, though?
You bought me the Whirly Pop.
What is the Whirly Pop? I didn't buy you a fucking Whirly Pop. I don't even know what that is.
You bought me the Whirly Pop. It's my popcorn maker.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, technically, you didn't actually purchase the Whirly Pop. You sent me a gift card to Amazon, and I used that part of that to buy the Whirly Pop. Yeah. But they made the gears out of nylon, and they broke eventually. I've had it since, like, January 2015, so I guess I got, like, you know, a bunch of years out of it. But the cool thing is that they have, like, a 25-year warranty on it. So I just contacted them, and they're like, okay, we'll mail you out another set. But then I started thinking, well, shit, I should just buy a 3D printer, because if I had a 3D printer, then I could just make my own gears. That's logical, right?
Completely.
Well, and then, because, you know, also along those lines, I saw Sean Aldridge. You know who he is, right? Yeah? No?
I don't know.
Anyway, he's a writer. But I saw him post on Instagram that he was refurbing a cheap Akai MPC unit, which is like a trigger unit thing. And he had to put new knobs on it. So instead of buying new knobs, he 3D printed up these ghost knobs to use on
ghost
it instead.
Knobs.
Yeah, they were like bright fluorescent orange ghost knobs. And I was like, wait, that's really cool. I could take and get a 3D printer and like replace all my knobs with like cool stuff. Like ghost knobs.
Have you got a 3D printer so you could replace your knob?
No. No, I still need to get the printer to do my knob. But they're really cheap now. I mean, relatively speaking. They've come down a lot. I just don't know. Now there's so many of them, I'm not sure what's good and what's bad. I don't really know. I don't know what to look for in a 3D printer. What do you look for in a 3D printer, Mike? Companionship? Long walks on the beach? Like,
yeah, for it to do everything for me?
Well, right, but I mean, you're limited by size, right? So, like,
I don't know. I don't know anything about 3D printing.
Like, they, whatever size it is, it can only print within its area, like, which means you could print a bunch of small parts of stuff and put them together. Yeah, you know? But I want to get a 3D printer and start printing out, like, you know, mini Mike Nortons, selling them as bootlegs and stuff.
That sounds gross and weird.
Yeah, it is pretty gross and weird. It's like mini Mike Norton in a tutu. I'm sure somebody would buy that.
I don't want to know who would buy that.
I bet your boy would.
Yeah, boy. Your boy would buy a mini Mike Norton.
And a tutu.
And a toto.
He weathers the gale. Oh, dude.
I like that.
Oh, man, that's...
It's so dumb. Why did we do that?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think I was making some sort of dumb cross joke about Jaws, and I just started talking about like that or something. I don't know. It's hard, though. It's hard to do. I'm not a voice guy. But, anyway, so yeah, 3D printers. They look neat, and I like that they're affordable. And you can make nifty stuff with them. The main branch of the library here actually has a kind of a maker's space, I guess. Like, you can go in and use stuff like 3D printers, and, like, you can book time, and you just pay for the materials and stuff.
Really?
But I think you don't have to pay for the time or the use of the machine itself. You just pay for the material.
Hmm.
And it's just like a public maker space, like a workspace kind of thing. Because they like have 3D printers and they have some other like workshop type stuff areas, I think, where you can do tech related things.
Hmm.
I thought that was pretty interesting. But it's all the way downtown. I don't want to go all the way down there. So I'll just buy my own. The, oh, also downtown, the museum, the Hall of Justice Museum.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's them. It's either them or the art museum. But they're getting a display in, it's like a traveling display of guitars, guitar show kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this thing Gibson made that's like a 40-foot long guitar that looks like a flying V. At least I think it looks like a flying V. Yeah, I saw a picture of it, and I'm like, they say it's playable, but I'm not, like, I'm trying to figure out how. You'd have to have somebody stand on the frets, on the strings, because it's so big, I don't think you could just push down on it, you know?
I guess you just don't rock hard enough.
Yeah, man, maybe I don't, man. I'm picturing, like, big hair metal rockers dancing around like Tom Hanks and Biggs on that little piano roll, you know?
Tom Hanks and Biggs.
In Biggs. Big. Sorry, in Big. Yes, Tom Hanks and Biggs. Biggie Smalls, you know, Biggs. Mm-hmm. They were tight, bro. Yeah. But, yeah, so, yeah, 40-foot guitar, it's really strange looking. I halfway thought about going down the show, but then I'm like, you know, just looking at guitars is no fun if you can't touch them, right? I mean,
I could agree with that.
I could just look at a catalog and see guitars. I mean, if I'm just wanting to look at them, I guess. I don't know. But it's cool. It's coming through. I like when weird exhibits show up. I saw the Dead Sea Scrolls a couple of years ago.
Did you?
Parts of them, anyway. Parts of them that were on exhibition.
Did you learn all the secrets?
Of the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Yeah.
Yeah, the secrets were that they were mostly invoices for grain and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, they're mostly like just, you know, scraps or receipts and stuff like that.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, there's some, like, you know, Bible stuff in there, but a lot of it's just day-to-day stuff. Which is interesting enough, I guess, but, you know. Why do people keep whispering secrets?
Because you want to be heard.
Then I'll have to speak up. Stop with all the whispering. Yeah. What else is new? Still plugging away at this effing 40 book.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got to your pages.
I thought that thing was done.
I guess the art's done, but I'm still lettering it.
Huh, I thought all of it was done.
Nope. But I did get to your pages.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Are they the best pages?
They are the best, Mike. The best around.
Oh. No one's ever going to keep me down?
No one. Ever. No one. So, yeah. So I should be done with that in a couple weeks, though. I've been trying to do it in, like, 40-page chunks. Keep it manageable. You know? Keeping it real. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know. Work. Work's fun. I like work. It pays the bills.
I'm going to Cincinnati. That's where you live.
Yeah.
I'm going to Cleveland. Friday.
What for?
Julie wants to see a Kusama exhibit at their art museum.
I'm ignorant. What is Kusama?
She's a Japanese artist that likes to put polka dots on things.
Okay. Polka dot seems, Julie.
Julie really, really likes this artist for some reason, is willing to drive 4 or 5 hours to see it.
Huh. Well, there's a lot of bars and music places in Cleveland as well.
Yeah, we're only going to stay for that night. So.
I've heard, in fact, that Cleveland rocks.
Somebody else here said that. Sean Dove said that.
Yeah.
We may go to that museum, too, if we have time.
Oh, a travesty.
Being a Memphian, we have a sore spot for Cleveland getting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Let's go back a second. Being a what?
I'm from Memphis.
Memphian.
Memphian?
A Memphian.
Memphian.
Yeah.
All right.
Why does that sound weird? Is that weirder than Chicagoan?
Wouldn't you be like a... Wouldn't you be like a Memphisite?
Chicagoan just takes Chicago and puts N on the end of it.
Well, what would you call it? What would you call me?
Memphisonian?
A Memphisite.
Memphisite?
Memphisite, yeah.
I do have a bad case of Memphisites.
Yeah, that does sound a little too close to lymphocyte. Lymphocyte. So.
Like
Memphis. Memphison?
Memphison.
You know, Memphison has a lot of side effects.
Memphis
is the official term.
Memphisonian.
Memphian just sounds like you know, one of the subjugated races of the new gods.
We were subjugated by Darkseid and
there's
his minions.
There's a clan of Memphians where sadly
Memphians
we
are
find
the,
about out about them after
Memphians are the new gods.
They fought the Memphomaniacs.
So, if there's Memphians from Memphis, who are the Memphs?
There are no Memphs. You just made that up.
Well, I just made that up, and you didn't make up Memphian?
I didn't make it up! Oh, my God!
Chicagoans are in Chicago. Memphians are from Memphis, obviously.
They're Memphians. I fucking am going to kill you. How is this so difficult for you?
Why don't you just admit you're from Memphis?
Mike from Memphia. it's the Memphia mob.
Jared, welcome to Nigeria. Are you about who's Nigerian?
Did the Egyptians call themselves Memphians?
Yes! Why? They're Memphians!
I'm pretty sure the Egyptians called themselves Memphians.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Egyptians called themselves painting of a man standing to the right, eagle.
Wait, so...
Well, they said it in Egyptian, but yeah.
hear what those fucking Chirons are doing?
So wait, somebody from Egypt is an Egyptian. You have no problem with that?
That's because they're from Egypt.
That's again, Egypt with an on the end of it. That's how
it's
you do
E-N.
It.
That's I-N?
Memphian.
Egypt.
Egypt son.
So is it bothering you that there's no S in the word?
Yes.
You would rather it be a Memphisian?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
You want it to be a Memphisian.
A
Memphisian?
Memphisian. There's a whole E sound that is nowhere in the word Memphis. You cannot say E when saying Memphis. And yet a Memphian is weird.
Memphis? What if they're just a Memph?
We tried that already.
We're back to Memph. Yeah.
I have a hard time hearing over the fans over there.
Yeah, you ain't the only one, buddy.
I'm sorry. I don't want to die.
Are you sure?
You realize it's only like 69 degrees out.
You're only 69 degrees.
Not in here, it's not.
That's because you're also hot.
I'm trying to think about it.
I cannot believe you think this is so crazy.
It's super crazy, Mike.
Hot nymphs.
No.
Hot nymphs. Hot nymphs are waiting for you to call.
Memphisonians.
If you're from Atlantis...
Memphanites?
What are...
You're an Atlantean.
Oh, yeah, that works.
So eat it.
Atlantean.
You're not an Atlantean. But you're an Atlantean.
If you're from Atlanta, Georgia, are you Atlantan or Atlantean?
Memphistians.
No! Memphistian?
Memphistos.
You're about to get a Memphis. Oh, Memphis, I like. That's a character. Oh, Memphis. I gotta write that down. That is a good fucking name for a character.
Memphistos.
Memphis.
So, another character.
Okay, all four of you Cranecast listeners are here for the birth of Memphis.
Southern Justice.
Southern Justice.
Also making
Egyptian. Yep.
So going back for a second, are people from Atlantis really called Atlantians?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what? Not reserved just for, like, the city of Atlantis?
Motherfucker.
Okay, what? Wait, I'm...
Atlantian.
I'm trying to remember. If you're from Atlanta, Georgia, are you an Atlanta?
Oh, I'm from Atlanta.
Oh, no, not Atlanta. Actually, I think... I think, actually, what do you call... I think you do call Atlanteans.
No,
they're Atlantans. No, they're Atlantans.
They're Atlantans.
Are they Atlantans?
Yes, because you just put an N on the end.
People from Atlanta are Atlantans. People...
Well, why don't we consult the...
Are Atlanteans.
Okay, people from Atlanta.
Just text them out.
It's showing us a bunch of people from Atlanta.
It does show me just a bunch of people.
Usher, right on. That's what I was looking for.
So, yeah. See,
Atlanteans.
Yahoo Answer is suggesting Atlanteans. That should tell you something.
Shut up.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure I've heard Atlantean before.
From stupid ass people, yes.
I mean, I'm a Cincinnatian. Right? So.
What else would it be?
Cincinnati.
It does sound really biblical when you put it at the end of stuff. Yeah.
Cincinnator?
Cincinnator?
Yeah, it sounds like a government census taker or something. Like, Cincinnator. Oh, well. Now that we've gotten all that out of the way, have we come to consensus?
A consensus? I've told you what the answer is. I'm from the goddamn place.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
I'm not wrong!
Well, maybe not wrong, because you believe you're right, but I think you're misguided.
Right! Look it up! You have a computer, too.
Can you tweet Jerry the King Lawler?
I can!
Actually, the third definition is a native resident of Memphis, Tennessee.
What?
Of Memphis. So you're three definitions that.
Well, what's the first two definitions?
What are the first two?
This is a native inhabitant of the Egyptian city of Memphis.
Oh.
What? We're named after that! That's what Memphis is named after!
Is it?
God damn! You are trying to kill me!
Is that down by Cairo?
It's not that far. It's 3 hours from Cairo.
Cairo.
Oh, you are killing me.
Who?
Yeah, all of you.
When's that Memphis con?
It's October.
Oh, yeah, what all cons you got coming up?
What cons do I have coming up?
Don't you have some sort of overseas thing, like European vacation or something like that?
Yeah, in near the end of September, Dove and I are in Leeds for Thought Bubble.
Nice.
And then I'm going to Memphis in October.
Nice.
Then maybe Louisville for the Great Pugkin Bash.
In October?
Yeah.
So, no Cincinnati there, huh?
There is no Cincinnati show except for that other one. I haven't been invited to it.
Yeah.
How is that other Cincy show?
I don't know. I haven't been to it since the last time Mike went.
The only Cincy show.
What do you want from me?
It's been getting bigger.
You want me to go so that you can go?
Well, I don't have any reason to go if you don't go.
Glad you don't need me to go to the grocery store then. Jesus.
About that. No, I just, a lot of times I keep forgetting which weekend it is.
So it was Oktoberfest, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but that's like in September, so that's, you know, weird. They, what's his name? You know, the Cobra Kai blonde kid.
Yeah, Danny, well, his name is Danny in the movie. His name is Billy Zabka.
Yeah, yeah, William Zabka, that guy. He was
Billy
supposed to. Yeah, but much like Ricky Schroeder, I think he goes by William now. Actually, much like Ricky Schroeder, Zabka goes by Ricky.
Why does Ricky Schroeder go by William now?
Yeah, I know. I didn't say that correctly.
I'm gonna go by William now.
We all go. We're Williamites.
Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
Uh huh. So yeah, he was supposed to come to that show, but I think he had a scheduling conflict.
The scheduling conflict was, holy shit, I'm going to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I guess so. Some sort of shooting, like he got his shooting script for whatever that show is he's working on now.
Cobra Kai?
Yeah, that one.
I guess they're doing more then.
And I think it starts the same. Oh, that's what it was. I think it starts the same weekend that show is, or something like that. So he's couldn't make it, or something like that. I don't know. I'm probably completely misreporting that, so don't mind me, Annie.
You know a lot about this show that you're not going to.
Yeah, I know. Peculiar, isn't it? So, all right, do we have any emails? Mr. Mike?
I don't know.
Mr. Man? Doodlebug?
What did you call me?
Nothing. Called you Doodlebug.
Doodlebug?
Doodlebug.
John from Tennessee writes.
Is he a Memphian?
I don't know where he's from. John from Tennessee writes, Video Crankcast is a great idea. You have to at least try once. I have to agree with Crank. It would be cool, would have been cool to see the brush examples you guys were talking about last episode. Speaking of last episode, Crank mentioned getting a 4K TV and using it as a monitor. I use a similar setup to check building plans at work. The 4K provides enough definition to see everything clearly, even when zoomed in. As always, thanks for the podcast, Space Force.
Well, thank you for the confirmation.
Does Gmail always have, like, canned responses?
That's new.
I think that's...
Because at the bottom it says, thanks, I'll check it out, or very cool, or cool, thanks.
They don't have any canned negative responses, like fuck off or anything?
I guess not.
Like, go away finally, please. I guess you just have to make those yourself. Mike rushes off to make those auto-respond to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I enjoy doing those myself.
Oh, okay.
I want the personal feel of telling you to fuck off.
Will you go away?
That's it for email.
Oh, well, thanks for writing, fellow Memphian.
I don't know if he is.
We'll just assume everybody from Tennessee is a Memphian.
It's like 600 miles across.
Yeah. All right. Tennessean.
He is a Tennessean. He is definitely a Tennessean. A Nashvillian?
Nashvillian? Nashvillian is what you mean.
Nashvillian.
Nashvillian.
They're not Nashvillians, they're Nashvillians.
Nashvillian, yo.
Nashvillian. That's who fights Memphis. Nashvillian.
Of course, yeah. Nashvillian versus Memphis. Is there a Nashville-Memphis rivalry?
Yes. Very much so.
Huh. Is it like a sports-related rivalry or just a general city rivalry?
No, I would say not. There weren't a lot of sports back in the day that it was started. So it's more of a haves and have-nots kind of thing.
Oh.
Nashville is a bigger and... more expensive, more wealthier city. And Memphis is kind of a underdog.
Gotcha. Memphis is scrappy, though.
We are.
Yeah. Well, I learned something new.
What'd you say?
Me or them?
You.
I say I learned something new.
You did.
I did. Huh. Goes Zuntite. Who is this character and why do they have an annual when I've never heard of them?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was looking at the stuff in stores list for this week. It's a DC character called Silencer?
Oh, she's new.
She's already got an annual?
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh. Maybe it's just an annual, because there's a Nightwing
annual.
Like
a couple of new characters they made up.
Huh. That's good. I mean, at least they're...
She's like a popular one. Which is kind of unique these days for a new character to be popular.
It's good that, I think they should keep making new characters, right? I mean, they shouldn't just keep rehashing the same handful of things
over
and over.
Well, it's kind of neat.
I like Cease of It, though. The irony is that those characters were all specifically designed to be DC's versions of Marvel characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all like... there's like a Hulk.
Well, she's the Punisher,
there's
right?
There's Spider-Man, there's a Punisher. They're all like...
Yeah.
Clones.
Huh.
She's definitely the Punisher.
Oh, well, you know about that? I'm still scrolling through. Does anybody know that they have anything out this week?
My butt.
Sean's butt is out this week.
Yeah, but he's like a baboon, man. His butt's always out.
Yeah, that's true.
IDW's got a ton of stuff in stores this week. Interesting.
Like what?
A G.I. Joe, Youth Knots number 2, some Dungeons & Dragons stuff, Mask Trail, or TPB. Judge Dredd stuff, Star Wars stuff, TMNT stuff, Scrooge, X-Files. Heck, they've even got a Rick and Morty Dungeons & Dragons crossover out. That I didn't let her. Boo. Boo on them. Boo, I say.
You can't do everything.
I know. Cyberforce from Image has made it to number 5.
Cool.
It's not bad for bringing back a book that was 20, 30 years old. Sorry, still scrolling. Just looking at stuff.
Is Mark drawing that?
I don't know. I can look. Hold on. Who is drawing that? Brian Hill and Antonio Rojo are listed as the creators. It says Mark Silvestri is credited on the cover, though.
Well, he created it.
Right, but, I mean, if he's not actually working on it, would they credit him on the cover? Wouldn't they just say created by Mark Silvestri?
Maybe he did the cover.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I can't tell, but... so that's all I see listed. And then credits, yeah, not very extensive there. I think the industry in general needs to get better at crediting people on books. For, you know, review and advertising purposes and whatnot. They just don't do a very good job of it.
Yeah.
What's Extermination? I know it's a Marvel book, but is it like a new Secret Wars kind of thing? Or?
I don't know.
It's the original X-Men. Huh. Hmm. It's Cyclops, Iceman, Angel, Beast, Marvel Girl.
Hmm.
Is Xavier dead or is he alive now? Oh, it's written by Ed Brisson.
Asking the wrong dude for that one.
Let's see. Okay, then. Moon Knight! I think I like the idea of Moon Knight. I think he's a Moon Knightian?
You motherfuckers.
Oh, from Oni. Rick and Morty number 41's in stores. I'm a Letterian in that book.
You guys are making fun like you got a leg to stand on.
I got two legs to stand on. I don't know about you. And, that's pretty much the end of the list there, so. Stuff. Go to your comic store. Buy things. Your comic shop will appreciate you. Or they'll sneer at you and look down their nose at you. I don't know. It depends on what kind of comic shop you have. I think in general, probably comic shops have gotten a lot better, though. Because, you know, they sell more books that way, probably. Although I'm sure there's still a few pits, you know, comic store pits around.
Order my comic books.
Order Mike's comic books.
All four of you.
Yeah. You can check out Lil Donnie. It's printed and everything.
That's in stores right now. I'm talking about, like, Battle Pug and... what's that other one? Grumble. They're in the catalog. You need to go get one.
Yeah, Battle Pug and Grumble. They're in the catalog.
Do it.
And you can still read Battle Pug online. Sean still has Brobots in stores. Book 3. But the other two volumes might be available as well, if you've missed those. And last week, well, yeah, I already said last week, so there was curse word stuff going on there. And whatnot. All right, then. I guess that's it for this week. Take care. Have a good weekend. Goodbye. All right.